Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Welcome, 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 welcome to Friday Night Live. I'm your host, one of the monsters, Miss Unbelievable. I just want to say thank you for vibing with me this whole week. Wow, DJ E Monster was in Cancun, Mexico, and Jazzy B is at the crib, throwing underneath the weather. So y'all pray for her and pray for safe returns for our DJ. But for now, welcome to Friday Night Live, where we're going to give you the weekend review, new music, upcoming events, who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We're going to give you Black History spotlights and more. We got that topic that we've just kind of been rolling about anxiety as a part of growing. It's an emotion that comes from being out of your comfort zone. Try to enjoy it. These emotions will involve you. We get gonna get some relationship tips and much, much more. But right now, Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K, the Solo Me Speak sponsor, she's about to give you some indie hometown talent who, you know, has been here for 10 years. His name is DJ E Monster, and this is Bomb Bomb. Y'all ready for a Bomb Bomb Friday Night Live? Y'all ready for a Bomb Bomb Friday Night Live? I am. Holla at your girl, 563-999-3411. Press 1 to join this Bomb Bomb Friday Night Party. Let's get it. Let's go, y'all.
Damn, that beat is tight, fool. I like the way it starts.
Yeah. You woman get ready to leave, you have an argument about your pussy. Oh, baby, please don't leave. Take the TV, but leave the pussy, please.
Yeah.
Like Jodeci, it brings out the freak in me. No confession, let's
that freaky tail. I'll do a body exam on your diaphragm. This is conversation with Mr. Get Money. The ladies love me and they man just keep mugging. Brush them off with the shoulder, hit them up with the G to the M to the F. Got them whip making babies. She got that.
I'm telling you, I'm getting it in, getting y'all ready for the weekend. So y'all, who's the ladies who's sitting in the mirror getting your makeup on, and fellas who's shining up those shoes, we keeping it going. This is Dipset, Stronger. I'm telling y'all, it's a bomb, bomb night. Ha, holla at your girl. We getting it in. Let's get it. Let's go. Dipset, Stronger, featuring Drama.
Nigga, I feel strong. Hey, Els, how you feeling? I know how Zeke feels. Hey, what's up?
Did it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stay down and it made me stronger.
Feel strong.
No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
This is dedication.
What?
Matter of fact, it's a celebration.
Let's go.
And I ain't trying to preach, but I had a revelation.
Pray for me.
Now trust me, it's hard.
Hey.
But it must be a God.
Okay.
Cause I've been getting money for like 20 plus R.
Facts.
Hard years must have brought about 20 plus cars.
Facts.
God fearing. Young nigga, I was hard of hearing.
I was bad.
And I ain't holding cars, but I could be judged for the cars I'm staring.
That's true.
These are the Mars I'm wearing. When we pulling up and all the hoes be staring.
Hey, baby.
What they need to do is pay homage to the originator.
This is that.
Before the rap, I was stashed coke in the refrigerator.
Bird.
Before that, I done sold crack to all the neighbors.
Tap.
Just looking back, I had the lumberjack and all the flavors.
Uncle Ricky.
Did it on my own and it took me longer.
Feel
like stay down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
The almighty dip set. Honey dip, come get your lips wet. You can fuck all of us. Yeah, bitch, that's dip sex. Still pushing weight, still pumping iron. You don't wanna see the kid flex. Nigga, my arm's strong. Don't get stressed. Holes in them. Leave a nigga looking like fishnets. Got the fish scale and the Pyrex. About to whip that. Whip that. Yo, new. That's old news. I did that. Been to hit that. But for some reason, she missed that. She wanna kidnap my dick back. So I made sure that it was gift wrapped. And in it, I lift that. Still got it. That white girl. Katy Perry, no riffraff. If you broke, nigga, you should fix that. She a hoe, nigga, you can't fix that. She a hoe, nigga, you can't fix that. We live that.
Did it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stay down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
She did her thing.
Did her thing.
Voila.
Voila.
Wish the face look like. Bye
bye.
Was everywhere like Wi-Fi. Word. That
then we that la-la. Kills the kitty, cause I'm the cat with nine lives.
Yep.
Then we vanilla. Round two, we tore up the villa. She like, you really a... I'm like, don't get too familiar.
Yeah.
Who can see him? I like to see him.
Please.
Word. Who can beat him? I like to meet him. Lunch and Peter Ruger, me and Ruger. We the rulers, pay respect and pay a check. Who you mac to me?
Get it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stay down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger, I feel stronger.
Uh-oh. It looks like the soul of me speaks. It's unbelievable. She has a request hidden her page. Someone wants to hear H-E dot to the E-R, her, take you there. They want to slow it down a little bit on this bomb night. Here you go. Here you go. We will be back with the spotlight.
Do you know how I've been living without you? Daydreaming on a cloud with you like horizon. With you tonight is on an island. Yeah. It's about time for making up. The times you wasn't with me waking up. Lying if I said I didn't miss your touch. I needed to needed to distance myself from you. Oh, just to know you were the truth. So come closer, won't you? Won't you? Can I tell you something for what it's worth? With you having a place on earth, and I will take you.
Thank you.
We going. You ready? Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Any more requests? Hit me up. The Soul of Me Speaks. Facebook. But this week, we have this week and this month, we are doing Spotlight on Black History because we need to know our history. And the Monstars definitely is going to let you know who's what, who's who, and what they've done. So this week our spotlight was Martin Luther King, Madam C.J. Walker, Booker T. Washington, Morrill Evers Williams, and Robert Abbott. These people made a difference. They were founders, they were activists, they were creators, they were intellectuals, they were ministers, they were founders of papers. All these things that they did has led the way and paved the way for the things that we can do now, the things that we can do to teach our kids to do and to respect and honor. So, Monstars Radio, Friday Night Live, salute these five individuals as we spread love and shine the light on these African-American people. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you've done. And we're going to keep the dream alive. All right? Y'all do that. Y'all going to do that with me? Of course you will. But it's Friday, y'all. It's Friday night. What you up to? What you doing? Call me up at 563-999-3411. Press 1 and let me know. If there's stuff going on, let me know. If there's something you want me to tell the people, let me know. I will let them know because you let me know. Once again, I'm Miss Unbelievable, your host with the most, one of the Monstars, just holding it down for our crew. We have The Soul of Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable, that's me, the author, a Sproud Pounce sponsor for tonight. Monster U.S. Apparel, a Sproud Pounce, y'all, I ain't drank yet, it's on its way. A proud sponsor of Monster U.S. Radio, Picasso Painting, and Elite Sway Management. I'm going to get it out, y'all. I'm going to get it going. It's just that I'm ready to go out and get my groove on along with y'all tonight. But until then, I am going to play some more music, and then I'm going to come back with our weekend review and our, what's coming up, who's bumping who, who's getting fat. That's always something fun, right? Always something fun. Who we clowning? Let me give y'all an update of who we clowning before I get there. Because I want y'all to be thinking of, ooh, who's she clowning? Because I always be clowning somebody because y'all know how I get down with the clown. You know me. Okay, Gail, y'all know I talked about her yesterday. We got a high school basketball. That's going to be interesting. I got an update on Antonia Brown and an update on this murder that happened in Minneapolis around the new year. And it's making way with the FBI. So, you know, when the FBI get to it, we got to look into it and be nosy. So right now, until then, think about it. Wait for me. Jay-Z featuring J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, American Dream. I didn't say I was a DJ, y'all. So I ain't going to get these names right. But I do know it's going to be banging because it's Bomb Bomb Friday. Let's get it. Let's go.
Welcome to America, baby. Home of the brave. America's dream, you know?
Let's go. Yeah, I knew that I could make it. Up. Living life like a king. Every day Coming to number, they no longer care about the name. White folks been getting rich off of cocaine through some underhanded methods I don't got time to explain. Out of fear that I won't reach him, and since preaching ain't my thing, I just drop a gem or two within a few verses I sang for all my real niggas trapped inside the game. You know the L. For falling,
yeah, yeah.
I hear the world calling. Tell me if y'all in.
Tell me if y'all
in. I gotta eat, I gotta make money with money. I gotta feast, I gotta read.
Fly on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh, yeah.
I gotta eat, I gotta make money with money. I gotta feast. I gotta
rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh, yeah.
We back, y'all. Talking about who's bumping who, who's getting fab, known as our entertainment news. Y'all know I got on the chopping block, Ms. Gail King. Yeah, okay. So, Oprah Winfrey, Gail's best friend, was just brought to tears, y'all, about the situation that's happened to her best friend, Gail. Oprah says Gail has received death threats and has hired security team to protect her from potential danger. Gail King got set up to look like an insensitive troll because her network posted a salacious promo. That's how some staffers at CBS felt, at least. Sources connected to the show tells TMZ some of Gail's coworkers are intense. They're upset. They're just upset over the backlash she's getting because of a promo clip of her interview with Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant, including a question, like I said yesterday, about his 2003 sexual assault case. Lisa pushed back, made it clear in her book is not relevant to Kobe's legacy. We were told that CBS staffers never should have let the clip see the light of day. Gail was being shredded on social media after the promo ran, and she was beside herself saying she was blindsided and making it clear she was going to make her displeasure known to the network. She did just that, and the network folded, saying it aired. But y'all, just because the network has said that it aired, it's already out there. there's nothing that she can do about it. The error started when she decided not to let that question come from her lips. And you know what? I see Oprah Winfrey has one of those best friends who got clout, and they gonna handle the situation because you popular, and you think because you're popular you can change the minds and the votes of the people. Well, guess what, best friend, popular lady? You can't change our minds on this one. Gail was wrong. Gail saw the question that was handed to her, and she should have thought twice, like I said yesterday, about saying anything to Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant, who's not here. She brought shame to her job. Now, Oprah, if you smart, just stand by your best friend and let her get this one. Because if you get involved, we're going to look at you as give you the side eye too. Because you don't need to get into this. This is Gail's bed. Let her lie in it. We barely liked her anyway. We just liked her because you brought her along. No fun intended. I'm keeping it 100. Y'all may not like the comments coming from Miss Unbelievable tonight. You don't have to. If you got a comment or claim about it, call 1-800. And as DJ Emonsa would say, these nuts. Because this right here is nuts. She shouldn't have said it. She shouldn't have did it. And Oprah, close your mouth and let us not have to disown you too. Because he's a legend just like you are. And we wouldn't have asked you about the things that happened to you that you shared with us that you went through. And Gail, we have no idea what you went through because, baby boo, we don't know you. So to let this smooth over, I think you need to be quiet. And CBS, there ain't nothing you could do. You shamed her. You did exactly what you wanted to do, put another black woman set up, and she fell for it. So CBS, good job. But next time, all you staffers and black people at CBS, learn from this. They will use who they choose. Gail chose to keep that interview comment there. Now she's choosing to deal with what she has to deal with. So like I say what I said, and I said it again, Oprah Winfrey, step back, let Gail handle this. That's just my opinion. You can like it. You can leave it. It's up to you. All right? Yeah, I went there. Don't worry about it. That's how I feel. That's how I feel, y'all. That's how I feel. Vanessa Bryant says Kobe and Gigi's memorial will go down February 24th at the Staples Center. Y'all know that's about to be packed. Kobe Bryant was loved, just like Nipsey Hussle was loved. So right now I'm about to play this Nipsey Hussle song called Dedication, because the dedication, she didn't show it, but we showing it to Nipsey, we showing it to Kobe and Gigi. Let's get it. Let's go. Friday Night Live.
Look, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafer. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating,
it'll
look like hating. Monster
Radio.
Hold up.
Yes.
This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so there's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Dedication. You gotta keep that dedication going. You ain't dedicated to the real and to yourself. Keep that mouth closed. Keep that mouth closed, girl. Yeah. All right, y'all. I got my girl called me. She said she's slow dancing with her husband, and she can't slow dance to that song. So she asked for Daniel Caesar, Best Part, featuring her. I told her I'll give it to her. Here she go. I love y'all.
Follow, no matter.
If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Johnny Gill, Soul of a Woman. They still rocking. One more for ya.
The soul of a woman. The soul of a woman. Nothing like the soul of a woman.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's such a strong connection. Unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Like a soul of a woman. Yes, but I'm about to get back to who's bumping who and who's getting fat. You know, known as our gossip lifestyle. I always talk about Antonio Brown. And he was on the chopping block a few weeks ago, and I was talking about how he owes some money. Well, Antonio Brown just took a huge loss in his condo trashing case. The former NFL All-Pro was found liable for the damages done to his pricey apartment after an April 28, 18 incident. And now the only question is, how fat will this check have to be that Antonio Brown has to write? As we previously reported, he is being sued by his former apartment complex, the mansion in Sunny Islands Beach, Florida. They accuse him of destroying the pad. Attorneys for both of them claim that he threw cushions out the balcony, trashed it in a fit of rage. Attorneys say Brown did everything from cracking mirrors to breaking tables, staining couch cushions, and they provided pictures to the court to show. So basically, this man threw a fit. Brown fought the case, but throughout the past year and a half, he's famously for causing issues, causing headaches, and questions. But a judge didn't rule in Brown's favor. He found him responsible for everything. Brown will certainly be writing a huge check to the complex. Now, how much? They ain't told us. But you best believe I'm going to let y'all know how big that check's going to be, because y'all is about to be fat. Y'all know how much it costs for someone to clean up an apartment just for regular folks? That's like $1,200. $1,500. You pay for the cleanup. You pay for the bathroom cleanup, the kitchen cleanup, the stains on the window, the stains. You got to wipe between the blinds. You got to wipe them between the heater. You get charged for all that. So if you don't do that, and now if you tear it up, now you know every pillowcase is going to be by $5,000. Every window is going to be about $2,000. So we talking about over. And beyond what us normal folks would used to be paying for. But you know what? He is frivolous with his money and with his decisions. So this decision won't be nothing different, to me at least, because, you know, he be tripping. Antonio was my boy when he played for my Pittsburgh Steelers, and I can say the whole name because DJ E-Monster is not here to talk about me because he's a Vikings fan. But anyway, he was my boy, but then he went to the Patriots, which not my team either, but I'll deal with him. But y'all, now he's just not playing for nobody. And when he's clowning like that, I don't care how good of an athlete you are, ain't nobody going to want to deal with you at all. And talking about athletes, y'all, this is crazy. A high school basketball coach in New Jersey was violently attacked in front of his own school. A disturbing incident caught on the video. And now cops say it was his own players, y'all, who delivered the beating. They beat his tail. Police say around 9 p.m., they responded to a call at Malcolm X Shabazz High School in New York, New Jersey, regarding the assault of a school employee. Multiple reports identify the victim as a coach on the basketball team. You can see in the video, and I will share it, of the alleged incident, the victim was kicked and punched repeatedly by at least four people. Cops say after they saw the footage, they identified the attackers as members of the school's basketball team, but wouldn't release the names of the suspects because they are minors, of course. Police say the team jumped the man after they got off the team bus upon returning from a road game, but they say the victim declined medical attention when they arrived. Now, cops say there's a criminal investigation underway. Our detectives are instigating this incident to identify and to appropriately charge those who individuals involved. They found to have participated in the senseless act of violence will face criminal charges. Now I'm just going to say this. I am a basketball coach, and I coach girls. And I don't know how I would react to my basketball players trying to jump me. I know, one, I would lose my job. Two, my kids would probably go to jail because they would come looking for them. Three, I would go to their house. Now, this is just a normal person thinking, but then you would have to think smart. What would you really have to do? You would have to let the courts handle it. That's the smart word. In the street, how I would have got down, my streets would have handled it. But you can't go like that. And in the church, we would have to say, let God handle it. Vengeance is his, says the Lord. But you know that's hard to do when you want to whoop somebody's tail for whooping yours. So the moral of this story is, have a good game plan when you coach folks. You can't let these kids run you. You got to have the game plan. And don't let yourself be out there to get hurt. I'm sorry what happened to you, bro. It's not your fault. Kids, you shouldn't be hitting folks. You shouldn't be hitting folks because they now will give you time. They don't care how old you are. You will get time for assault. No matter what you do, you can't go around assaulting people when something doesn't go your way. Learn self-control. Because your anxiety that we're going to talk about tonight took over. You didn't create in yourself a clean heart. You created yourself some business that now you have to find your way out of, and it may not look good on your behalf. Just like the FBI joins the investigation into Minneapolis military slaying because they believe it was a murder for hire plot. And this happened in Minnesota. The fatal New Year's Eve shooting of a Minneapolis real estate agent may have been part of a murder for hire scheme revolving around a dispute over a record deal, according to new court documents. Authorities have charged four people in connection with the widely publicized death of the 28-year-old Monique Ball, who was lured to a phony home showing in Maple Grove, kidnapped and later found shot to death in the North Minneapolis alley. But newly unsealed search warrants reveal a complicated murder plot involving at least eight people with varying roles in the slaying. At least one of the suspects remains on the road and on the run. The warrant seeking phone records and other evidence also refers to the FBI involvement in this investigation. A police spokesman said Friday he could not discuss what remained an open case, while the local FBI field officer said police policies bars is from confirming or denying the existence of the investigation. Police believe that Bar's boyfriend, John Mitchell Moe, who is a rapper, was the intent victim of the alleged plot. Less than an hour before Bar's death, a masked gunman walked in the couple's Northside home and shot him while the couple's young children were nearby, court records show. So now the FBI is involved, and you know once the FBI get involved, you know, it becomes something that it becomes more than a regular case. It becomes a case that makes you think, why senseless? Why? Why? Our hearts still go out to the family of the slain, and I pray that whoever did it will get justice and family can definitely get put to rest. Because this was our first murder of the year in Minneapolis, and it was a devastating one. It was a devastating one. It was a blow because it was so calculated, and it was so mean, and it was so unnecessary. So I tell everybody that I know, hey, love your family while they are by you, next to you, because you don't know the day nor the hour that they're going to be taken from you, right? That's how we look at Kobe Bryant. We didn't know, but now we know. So shout outs to them all the time. And it's just understanding where you are in life. You can't just go around doing things that you think you want to do. There's a price to pay all the time. And all the time, they will find justice eventually. So big ups to those who have that job to figure out who's doing what and who's doing who. And that's why we do who's bumping who and who's getting fat almost every day, because we want to know. We want to know. All right, I got T.I. featuring Meek Mills. Here we go with Jeffy. I'm switching it up just a little bit. It's a bomb bomb Friday. Rock with me. Stay with me. Here we go.
Ay, papi. Meek, apurate.
No more apologizing for being excellent.
No importa, pues,
from now on, man, fuck it. I'm just going to be dope.
and not apologize for it. I'm sorry I'm dope, nigga. Wrap your mind around it, embrace it. This is a fact of life. God, I am so good. Thank you.
Fuck up that money, then make it again. I fuck her twice and I make her my friend. Shit, look at these haters, they hating again. I know they don't like it, they taking it in. Fuck up a check, then we making it back. She like you now, I'm a draper in that. She want the D, I've been waiting on that. I've been doing my thing, they been hating on that. And I mean what I said, I ain't taking it back. We get the chain, we ain't taking it back. Reach for my chain, get your face, you for that. Only speak on my name when you stay in the facts. Please, I know we ballin' too much. And all of these pretty hoes ballin' for us. I say, then I keep mommy and call it to us. If I give you my number, don't call me too much. Comprende? City to city, bad bitches in city. She jump on the jet with me, she on the tour. I'm in Balenciaga, LeBron and JaVinci. My pockets on Benji and she in Dior. Flex on the grand just to look like you got it, but really you broke. See, some of my shit on their Twitter like killers and really get smoked. No niggas that used to be trappers on Twitter just telling us jokes. While we getting money, just burning this bridge, trying to turn into toast. For real, they say we talk about money too much, but maybe they ain't getting money enough. I say, Dima, little poppy, he come with a truck, he gon' make me a tab, and I'm running it up. Gracias.
Let me welcome you, get introduced to the king. Bentley, Ferrari, brand new and they clean. So disappointed when niggas on shit on their record. You see them, don't do anything. Okay, killing these niggas with more than before. Been studying the shinies, and back in the 90s. I'm about to forget it, the Glock in my pocket from my year. Plug the whole city behind me, spend hundreds of thousands, no millions of diamonds. In Philly, they go at me, Millie about me. I'm solid and thorough, stand up before. See these niggas, I just be like, what the fuck? Ain't nowhere in the hell you can fuck with her. Like a bad bitch with no furniture. I can't do nothing with her. Still hit her and them bad bitches who hung with her. That's how I do it, can't get you the formula. Don't stop me now, just warming up. Nigga be acting the fuck they performing for. Leave her right there for the corner. Man, my bill is so bad, she a foreigner. Aston Martin, the tire is formal. How we kicking that shit by the normal. We grand hustling, scheming, and chasing that dream. Stacking that paper. Here in my rapper, you see me, you see what I mean. Dripping that flavor. Fuck nigga, hate them, but try me and split they potatoes and go sit and eat with the mayor. Skin and veil. David Chappelle told me you niggas is funny as hell. Rest of the smoking and running the tail. Open the fuck, put you under the jail. Damn.
Como dice Pablo. Plata plomo. Así es como es. La verdad. Que te vaya bien.
Hey. ¿Qué pasa, mi amigo?
Y'all, I'm about to give y'all the Monstar Week review of what we talked about this week. Monday, I played Archive of Martin Luther King, our weekend that day. Tuesday, we talked about Don't Lose Yourself, Know Yourself. Wednesday, we talked about the vibrations, trust them, go for them, and then we talked about some sexual stuff as well, because that's our wet, wet Wednesday night. Thursday, Karma Cafe, we talked about creating yourself. Don't lose yourself, create yourself. And tonight, we're going to talk about anxiety is a part of growth. It's an emotion that comes from being out of your comfort zone. Try to enjoy these emotions. It is oh, exciting thing. It's a sign of evolving. And you know, the ways that you can continue to evolve and the ways to reduce your anxiety and the ways to grow from anxiety, stay active. Regular exercise is good for your physical and emotional health. Understand your health. Go to the doctors because emotional and physical and spiritual health, it helps out. Don't drink a lot of alcohol. Alcohol is a natural sedative that will set your emotions off. Stop smoking. I ain't talking about the trees. I'm talking about the other kind. Get some sleep. Go to bed. Go to bed, y'all. Meditate. day and night. Read some meditations. Eat a healthy diet. Now, eating a healthy diet does not mean all vegetables. Eating a healthy diet means what's suitable for your body. And, you know, a lot of people don't believe in this, but practice deep breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. Try aromatherapy. You know, this helps you relax, helps you with your sleep. It boosts your mood. It reduces your heart rate. Use essential oils like lavender, sage, and sandalwood, and peppermint, and all bergamot, and yang yang, and vanilla, all those wonderful eucalyptus. All those wonderful ones that just, ooh, put you over the edge. Drink some tea. Tea is a nice anxiety. Go do a takeaway. Go on vacation. Get away from everybody and everything. Just say goodbye. And that will help you reduce your anxiety to let you grow and go to the next level that you need to. All right, y'all? So, Friday Night Live, bomb, bomb. Can't wait to see you next week for Monster is Monday, 7 o'clock. Takeover Tuesday, where you could call and take over the show. Only time on the radio where you could do that, 7 o'clock. Wet, wet Wednesday is not always sexy and slow, but it's definitely good and nasty. Thursday, Timer Cafe, where we don't want to give you 30 days. No, well, because we ain't got no bail money. We don't even got all our food stamps no more. They gone, too. We could just help you out by giving you some good advice. And Friday Night Live, that's what we on right now. So check us out every day, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock, or you can check out the Monstar Radio, and we there. That's why you can connect with us. Just hit the promo page. Just hit our sponsor page. Just hit us. Just go there. Just go there. But I'm going to leave you tonight with some DJ Quick. I'm going old school because it ain't nothing like having a party tonight. I'm out, y'all. Events that's around your neighborhood? Let me see. You got Twin City First Friday, Once on the Island, and then we got some bowling or whatever else you would like to do. So once again, here's DJ Quick. Tonight, y'all have a good night. This is Miss Unbelievable. Eat out to the K. I have fun with y'all. Peace, one of the Monstars. Be safe tonight.
Here we go. Here we go.
A day in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the eight, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMD is in the deer reviewing rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the D.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, take a Freakman in the caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L. Going, everybody sipping on the quote.
Here we go.
DJ's came with a 40 and a quote. In addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer because I want to get bent. Feeling fancy free. Spray on some Xerius and put them.
my Givenchy sweatsuit. The gray one with the burgundy trim, and it's a medium, fit me proper, cause I'm nice and slim. 5:30 on the clock, and the sun is steadily sinking, and I'm steadily thinking about the 8 that I'll be drinking. You know I ain't ashamed, and you know I ain't bashful, so go and pop the wood so I can pull me a glassful. Hammers in the barrel rolling up a stencil, fatter than a pinky and the length of a pencil. Freaky lit it up and hit it 1, 2, 3. Shabby took a hit, and then they passed it to me.
It's the bomb.
Yo, I can feel my senses
getting numb.
Yo, fuck the 40 ounce.
I need some rum.
I'm chilling like a villain.
Here I come.
And that's how I'm living. Tonight is the night, and I'm looking real sporty. Proper Friday evening, and I'm ready to party. Crusher came in with a handful of snaps. Fuck it. Fuck, let's shoot some crap.
Yo, what's the hit for?
A fin or a half?
Yo, shoot that 10, nigga.
Don't make me laugh. I see one a dub, and he think that shit is funny, but I'm 7 and 11, and I'm taking niggas' money. Yeah, watch me cross the hall. Pass the nationals on